This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We're going to bring house transportation in order. I apologize. Someone lifted the gavel out of the room, so thanks to the Rural Water folks for giving me a stand-in gavel here. Anyway, we'll bring house transportation to order this morning. We want to welcome everyone that's in the room and greet all of our internet listeners this morning. Remind everybody that's here, make sure those cell phones are off so we don't have any disruptions. And with that, we'll ask Mr. Secretary if you would please call the roll.
Representatives Bordeaux.
Here.
Chase.
Excuse.
Derby.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Milstead.
Here.
Auten. Excused. Overwig.
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Excused.
Willardson.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
Blair.
Excused.
Fink.
Here.
9 present, 4 excused.
We have got a quorum. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting?
Moved.
Got a motion from Representative Randolph and seconded by Representative Wink to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. I like that. That's got a ring to it. All right. We want to remind our testifiers this morning, if you're planning to testify, make sure you sign in. If you're a lobbyist, make sure you got the appropriate badges on. And if you got any handouts, those will go through the pages. I don't think we'll probably have much of that this morning. But with that, if we would have our pages come forward, this is their last day with us. And we've enjoyed having you guys with us. But one last time, if you would come up and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from, and the class size of your school, and what your plans are going forward, and the pop question of the day.
Who they like in the Daytona 500?
Who you like in the Daytona 500? All right, you're in the hot seat. Here you go.
All right, so good morning. My name is Jacob Weinheimer. I live outside of Pierre on a farm. I'm homeschooled, so I'm the only kid in my class. So I'm top of the class, too.
Nice.
Yeah, so we farm and we do some ranching, so I'm probably going to come back to the farm after I go to schooling. And I don't know who's in the Daytona 500 currently, but I definitely, that's something fun to watch. So
the fastest one? The fastest one? There we go. Very good. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, my name is Julia Platt. I'm from Mitchell, and my class size is like 210 now. And I guess, like you said, the fastest car.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, and thank you guys for being with us the last 2 weeks. Hopefully you got to see some fun things and learn a little bit while you were here. So,
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Representative Willardson.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I would just like to congratulate our chair on completing another trip around the sun. Happy birthday, Mr. Chair.
And I thank you very much, Representative Willardson, and I would like to return the favor to you as well. Congrats on your last trip around the sun, and here's to another one, right?
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to you as well. So, thank you, guys.
Did yes. you just say last trip?
No, I said congrats on the last trip.
Oh,
and, you know,
all right.
Success
I you meant
for many
his
more.
Last trip. I was going to
no,
say.
No, not that's the kind of... last trip. Good heavens.
I took it how it was intended.
Right. Oh, very good. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you all this morning. All right, with that said, we will move on into our calendar for this morning, and we have got one bill on our calendar, which we have previously heard, so I think we will be in committee comments at this point, and Representative Derby, hold on, I probably should read the heading here just a second. It's House Bill 1175, an act to appropriate, act to make an appropriation for the developing the Mickelson Trail and declare an emergency. So there we are. If you want to make your comments from here, you're certainly welcome to. Okay. Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee. Mike Derby, State Representative, District 34, Rapid City. I would first like to thank you for the indulgence of moving this to this day. Appreciate that very much. Just a little comment, and then
go ahead.
We'll do some action. So just a reminder, the Mickelson Trail Project, this is from Hill City to Mount Rushmore as originally planned. This has been a 14-year project where Game Fish and Parks has actually invested about $1.1 million in an environmental impact study. And so as of today, we did have a request. I am going to ask the committee to table that request, but before I do that, I just wanted to thank Secretary Roebling for his continued work. He's in negotiations with the U.S. Forest Service as we speak, literally this week, and so in the future we'll have some big announcements on maybe a little different process and direction we're headed, but at this point in time I want to thank everybody, and it's we'll probably see you next year, just forewarning you, because we'll have the EIS done and some projected cost and for the project as we anticipate it moving forward. So I would appreciate having someone table this at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Overweg.
I move this bill is tabled.
There's a motion to table House Bill 1175 from Representative Overweg, a second from Representative Wink. That is a non-debatable motion. And Mr. Chair, would you please call the roll? Those in favor of the tabling motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Mr. Chair, or Mr. Secretary, you've been promoted.
Representatives Bordeaux.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Auten excused. Overweg.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Blair.
Excused.
Fink.
Aye. All right, with a unanimous vote, we will send House Bill 1175 is hereby tabled. All right. With that, you weren't here for that part. Anyway, we'll keep moving on. Representative Milstead, do you have a motion?
I do, Mr. Chair. I would like to take 1166 off the table.
Okay, there's a motion from Representative Milstead to pull House Bill 1166 from the table. Is there a second?
This is the one regarding the Palisades.
Is there a second?
Oh.
Okay, there's a second from Representative Wink. Comments on your motion?
This is the one regarding the road at Palisades Park, the road going to the north out of the park. We talked about Game Fish and Park. There's a contract in place. I think some work has been done on it in the meantime, and if Caleb could address that, I would appreciate it.
I will do that. So this is, Avi, we had that conversation last week, and I think there was a feeling amongst the room that there was some more work that needed to be done on that. We did table the bill at that point in time. I have been in contact with the sponsors of that bill, as well as Game Fish and Parks, the township, the county, just everybody involved. We continue to work on this. I think we are almost at a solution that doesn't need any legislation, but with the deadlines looming, we wanted to make sure that we still, if we need this tool going forward, that we still have it. Essentially, what we're trying to do at the moment, we've worked with Game Fish and Parks. They're willing to come in on half of the cost of the project, and we're trying to get that cost figured out, exactly what that's going to be. And obviously, with the township's limited resources, they do have some available. Obviously, it's not an unlimited war chest of dollars. We're trying to get that down into the range where they can handle the other half. Now, the concern is that we may not be able to quite get there just because of the cost of the project. So at this point in time, I would like to ask the committee that we pull the bill from the table and then refer it over to House Appropriations, and that would be give us an additional little bit of time over the weekend here to continue working on this. It was really my intention to have this all figured out by today. We're not quite there. So if there's any questions at this point in time, I can answer any, but otherwise that's the preface for the motion and what we're trying to do. So Representative Willardson, a comment on the motion.
Mr. Chair, so this would be as amended?
Yes, this would be as amended. That is a good point. We did amend this previously down to a dollar. So it's sitting at a dollar. And just for reference, In the conversations that have been going on, the cost is much less than what we were originally looking at in the bill, and that's really the preface behind a lot of this. So, no, sorry. The original bill was $1 million. It'd be great if it was less than a dollar.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Milstead.
I think another part of this, too, is that there are some other engineers involved. Game Fish and Parks kept insisting it needed to be repaired. We had an engineer that testified it needed to be completely fixed. So there's others involved that are going to make this right, I believe. So.
Yep. Any further questions or comments on the motion, Representative Chase?
So will we know those numbers prior to next Wednesday crossover, or what's our anticipated timeline?
The anticipation is that, yes, we will know what those numbers are prior to it being, it would have to be in appropes on Tuesday. That's the last day that they would have to move this forward. So we have to know what the dollars are going to be by then. And the idea is, if the dollars are in excess of what we can manage from the local budgets, then there may be a need for the bill to have an additional appropriation to help cover some of the rest of the costs. But also in that, there's still continued conversations within GF&P to see if they can meet some of those costs as well. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this, and there may potentially be a need. So we just felt uncomfortable letting the bill die as it is right now without being able to have that tool if we need it going forward, if that makes sense.
Mr. Chair, I just apologize. I was out last week. So as far as the policy committee, we agreed with the concept. We need a road. We need all that. It's just now it's a matter of finding out what the cost is. So
I believe that's accurate, unless anybody wants to chime in differently. I mean, it wasn't a swift motion. We had some disagreement, but some of that was based on the cost, I think, and some of it was based on there is some facts that I feel, at least, that we've got a duty to make sure that this project does get fixed.
Okay, if a follow-up, Mr. Chair, if I could, which has been the case, normally it comes out of policy with a due pass, so that's a little bit questionable, can we confirm that?
So at this point, I'll back this up. At this point, the motion is just to bring it off the table. Then we'll need another motion to send it to appropes. We can send it to appropes with a due pass if we want. We can just refer it without a recommendation to appropes. So we can have that discussion secondary to the motion to pull it from the table, I think. And Representative Milstead.
And just an answer to your question a little bit. I think that the feeling was that GF&P needed to have more responsibility in that rather than just using funds and appropriations. Okay. They had some responsibility with road. They had a contract with them, and just the feeling that they didn't fulfill their obligation. So I appreciate Caleb working with them to try and get them to the table and have that discussion.
Further comments or questions on the motion to pull 1166 from the table? Seeing none, those in favor of the motion to pull 1166 from the table will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Nay.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Auten excused. Overwig.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Blair. Excused. Fink.
Aye.
9 ayes, 1 nay, 3 excused.
Motion prevails. We will bring 1166 back off the table.
Chair.
And Representative Milstead.
I will make a motion to send it to appropriation without recommendation.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. There's a motion from Representative Milstead to refer House Bill 1166 to House Appropriations without any recommendation, as amended. Okay. And a second from Representative Wink. Any comments on your motion? Okay. Any further comments on the motion at hand? Representative Chase.
I'll yield to Willardson.
Representative Willardson.
See if he has the same comments I do.
Well, I just, for the benefit of Representative Koth, who didn't hear the testimony on that bill, there was discussion as to whether the state should be rebuilding, fixing, or repairing a county road, and how much responsibility that they had with that. The discussion also then turned to Game Fish and Parks and what their responsibility was for that, because the road goes past what used to be the main entrance for the park, but the Game Fish and Parks is remodeling that, and the main entrance for the park will be on the other end, so not on this road. But there is like a garage or a building kind of thing that they're still going to use, that they'll still need to have this road, you know, for that part. There was also some discussion from the community of Garrettson that they use this road on a pretty regular basis, and that people who would camp at the park would use this road to go into Garrettson, you know, for that part. So I think based on that, it's probably appropriate that we send it out without recommendation.
Thank you. Further comments, Representative Chase?
Mr. Chair, do you have the liberty to discuss any of the numbers that you are talking about? I think we would be more at ease if we kind of knew what numbers we're dealing with or sending down to appropriations with what is proposed.
Sure. I can answer that. And all what I'm going to say is all pending what's going on. So the conversation with Minnehaha County and with, so this is a, let me first of all, this is a township road. So Minnehaha County has stepped in a role, obviously, because they're the ones that have engineers and of that sort to be able to help derive some costs and figure out what the appropriate road fix or solution is. And they're in their initial estimate, what they wanted to do with the procedures that they wanted to use, we were talking about $700,000. And so obviously splitting that half 50-50 between GF&P and the locals, the township's got about $100,000 that they can kick into this. That gives us a little bit short. The question then became, is that the appropriate fix? Is there other, are there other solutions to fixing that road that wouldn't be that costly? So I reached out to South Dakota LTAP, which is the local transportation assistance program folks, and said, can we do a little talking about this? And conveniently, there's an asphalt conference in town this week, so a lot of the highway superintendents and asphalt companies are in town. They've done some conversations. We've talked with the township. We've talked with Minnehaha County as well. We think that there may be a different solution to that road, and we're hoping that that number is more in the $300,000 or $400,000 realm. And so obviously we're getting a lot closer to the locals being able to totally pick up their half of this, you know, without having to go any further. But again, we don't have those numbers totally firm yet, and just without knowing what those numbers are firm, that's why we wanted to keep this thing moving, so that if we do feel the need that the dollars are going to exceed what the locals are able to do, whether or not we should get involved in that and help fund that gap, essentially, that's in there. So those are the kind of the dollar amounts that we're talking. Again, nothing set in stone, but just generally speaking, that's all the conversations that I've been having in the background as we've been moving forward with this. Hopefully that helps. Representative Bordeaux.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I'm going to put a little spin. That's a different spin on here. This thing was 7-6 on like 3 votes. And I was a yes. And I got some calls over the weekend. I live on a county road. Feels like it's neglected unless I get the tribe to do it. I've literally had to go to the tribe several times and ask them to dump gravel to get the county people to come out and attend to it. I got a whole bunch of kids in 2 different schools, St. Francis and Todd County, and there are about 10 houses on my road. It's only 2 miles off of Highway 18, a major road, but we can't get any attention on this. So the couple folks that called me kind of read me the riot act about how we can't get our roads fixed and how are we spending money on somebody else's road when nobody else in South Dakota gets this. So I just wanted to share this because I'm flipping from a yes to a no. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further comments on the motion to refer? I think we're... Go ahead, Meg.
This is different. This is about a park that was built and increased traffic on this road because of the park. You have RVs. You have just lots of other people traffic in the road. It's not a normal residential road. So thank you.
Any further comments? Otherwise, and we're ratcheting down. Just be mindful that the Senate committee's got this room at 10:30, so we got about 5 minutes here to get wrapped up. Representative Randolph.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And a couple things to add, I think, too, is that building that Representative Willetson, I think, might have mentioned. It's my understanding is it's a maintenance shop. So the equipment for the park will be on that road from that shop. The other part is the contract that, to me, is still part of the question as to is that actually valid or still in effect or not. And so that's another important part of this that needs to be weighed and why it needs to go forward. So,
okay. Any further comments before we proceed? Okay. The motion at hand is to refer House Bill 1166 without recommendation to House Appropriations. And it does contain a dollar, just to put that on the record, because it was amended previously. So with that, the motion, those in favor of the referral motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed will say nay. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Nay.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Auten excused. Overwig.
No.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Blair excused. Fink.
Aye. On a vote of eight
ayes, two nays, three excused.
Okay. On a vote of 8-2, we will refer House Bill 1166 to House Appropriations without recommendation. Okay. With that said, that brings us, I believe, to the end of all the business that we have. Is there any other business to come before the committee? That is a great question. We have one bill that has come over from the Senate. I need to talk with the Senate sponsor. If we have committee on Tuesday, it's likely that I'll schedule committee for an 11 o'clock start time because we'll only have the one bill, so we won't need the full hour. And I know there's some that may be traveling back since we're not in session on Monday, so I want to give deference to that. With that said, Thursday next week, we will not have committee. However, I've been working with DOT. We talked about this kind of at the beginning of session, getting a tour out at the shop to be able to see some of the new technology on their snow plows and the spider van, as well as the opportunity, as long as the weather holds out for us and everything, getting out to the bridge construction to be able to get a little tour out there and see what they're doing with that new bridge that goes across the river out here. So we tentatively have got that scheduled in and penciled in for that morning. So we will likely not have committee then because of that, and that'll allow everybody hopefully some time to bring some comfy shoes, and that way we don't have to be out on a construction site in a suit. So with that, just keep your eyes tuned to it. If we've got a if we have a meeting on Tuesday, it'll be at 11 o'clock. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn? There's a motion, a second to adjourn. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.